The Emperor's Cat. The Emperor of Japan sent a beautiful cat to the Emperor of China. The Emperor became fond of the animal. He decided it must have a name. He called his 7 wisest ministers. He asked for their suggestions. The youngest minister spoke first. "Tiger," he announced proudly. "Good name," said the emperor. "The tiger is a noble and powerful beast." "It is not as powerful as the dragon," said the second minister. "Can a tiger soar into the sky?" "No, but a dragon can." "I think dragon should be the name for the cat." "Clouds can go higher than dragons," observed a third minister. "A cloud is more powerful than a dragon. Let's call it Cloud." "Clouds are pushed around by winds," advised the fourth minister. "Winds are more powerful than clouds. Let us call the emperor's pet Wind." "Wind," said the emperor doubtfully. "Isn't there anything better?" "There certainly is," called out the fifth minister. "It is Brick Wall." "A brick wall can stop a wind," explained the minister. "A brick wall is more powerful than the wind." "Well, Brick Wall is not a bad name." "But isn't it rather long?" said the emperor. "I have a shorter name," said the sixth minister. "Call it Rat. A rat can eat through a brick wall." "It makes it more powerful than all the others." "Can you call a cat Rat?" asked the confused emperor. "No, you can't," piped up the seventh and oldest minister. "A cat is a cat. Also, a cat can catch a rat. That makes it the most powerful of all." So the royal pet was simply called Cat.